From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Philippines is celebrating a court victory on territorial claims in the South China Sea. In a landmark ruling Tuesday, the United Nations Arbitration Court dismissed China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, saying it has no historic title to the vast maritime region. Tuesday's ruling by the Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration answers a complaint brought by the Philippines 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN's Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on a reef located off the Philippine coast. Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs Perfecto Yase.
The Philippines welcomes the issuance today, 12 July 2016, of the award by the Arbitral Tribunal, constituted by the Permanent Court of Arbitration, on the arbitration proceedings initiated by the Philippines with regard to the South China Sea.
China says it will not accept, recognize, or implement any ruling on the South China Sea. China has launched a massive land seizure and rebuilding effort throughout the South China Sea in recent years, rebuilding numerous reefs into artificial islands that can support military installations. President Barack Obama travels to Dallas, Texas Tuesday to meet with the relatives of the five police officers killed in a sniper attack. Mr. Obama is to speak during an interfaith memorial service. His visit comes as the U.S. tries to work through racial tensions sparked by the killing of two black men by police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. Those incidents sparked days of protests. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew up his car near a crowded outdoor market northeast of Baghdad early Tuesday, killing at least 11 people, injuring at least 32 more in the predominantly Shiite district. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but it's very similar to recent attacks carried out by the Islamic State group in neighboring towns. ISIS attacks have occurred with more frequency as of late, which prompted U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter earlier this week to commit 560 more U.S. troops to Iraq to help fight the terrorist group. Carter is in Afghanistan, where he met with the President Ashraf Ghani and will speak with the commander of the U.S. International Forces in Afghanistan. Carter will plan to meet also with the U.S. troops and thank them for helping in stabilizing Afghanistan and preventing the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists who wish to launch attacks against the U.S. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, are once again calling for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds of people and threatened to leave the impoverished East African nation back into a civil war. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. At the UN, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to take swift action. Margaret Bashir's reports from the UN.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the Security Council to take action on three fronts.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
On Sunday, the Security Council said it would consider boosting UN troop and police levels to help quell the violence and urged regional countries to prepare to contribute forces. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
British Prime Minister David Cameron is chairing his final meeting of cabinet ministers Tuesday at 10 Downing Street. Cameron says he will resign on Wednesday and make way for Home Secretary Theresa May to take over the job the same day.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
Cameron's decision to leave was prompted by voters rejecting his bid to keep Britain in the European Union. May, who like Cameron backed Britain to stay in the EU, said that the government needed to work on a range of reforms as well as negotiating the country's departure from the bloc. She said there would be no going back on the British people's decision to leave the EU after 43 years as a member. Details on these stories and more at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.